its current state here on 90.5 WKAR. Lake Superior Magazine's September issue will include its annual Best of the Lake list. The article highlights reader favorites in dozens of categories, from best spectacular views to best boat ride to best fish sandwich and on. All winners are chosen from the Lake Superior states of Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, plus Ontario, Canada. WKAR's Peter Worf spoke with editor Connie LeMay, who first described the voting process.
We generally try to have certain categories repeated every year. We haven't in the past had the same. Some places do the same best of list over and over again, and we try to vary it up a little. But we do always try to talk about views and overlooks, because, of course, that's things that people are interested in when they're traveling around the lake. And then we also try to touch base on something for dining, lodging, or overnight stays, and generally shopping, too. So those are kind of repetitive categories that sometimes we do a slightly different take on. And then we had some new ones this year specific to art galleries and museums and to waterfalls.
Not a lot of surprises in the best spectacular views. Of course, pictured rocks. We also had Brockway Mountain up in the Keweenaw Peninsula.
Yeah, and some of the waterfronts, the Thunder Bay waterfront and the Duluth waterfront and Skyline Parkway and the Bayfield waterfront, all got first spectacular views, which I thought was great fun, because you often think of spectacular views as being kind of high up, where you have to kind of get that overview. But it is true, sometimes just on the shore side, you're getting some fantastic views.
How did the voting work?
This year we added an element in the travel guide. So we have a survey that's actually printed and attached in the magazine that people can take out, fill out, and then mail to us. And that appears in our travel guide and in our April-May issue. And then we also have online a survey that people could fill out if they prefer to do it that way. So they could either do it electronically or actually physically by mail.
And how many participated in the vote this year?
This year we got a little over 1,200 votes individually. And then, of course, for each of those, they're able to vote in each category. So we had 13 categories that we ended up with this year. And in each category, they're able to vote for Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Ontario. So each shore gets a take.
Right. This is Peter Worf for Current State on WKAR. I'm speaking with Connie LeMay, the editor of Lake Superior Magazine, and we're talking about a recent issue, the upcoming issue, 2014 of September, the best of the 2014 lake winners. So, Connie, what were some of the surprises that you and some of the other staff saw from the voters? Were there many?
There are some things that we haven't tried. That's always kind of fun to find. So, for instance, for Michigan, for best shop, we had Copper World in Calumet, with which I'm quite familiar, and it is just a great place if you're a shopper. It's a great place to go visit. For best shopping experience, and you have to understand, I'm a shopper when I travel too. So,
okay.
For best shopping experience, Downtown Marquette and Downtown Copper Harbor one, which I thought were just delightful. And I do find both of those great places to stroll. I like to stroll and browse local shops. And so it sounds like our readers are kind of on board with me there. One that shouldn't have been a surprise, but I thought was great fun, is for best family attraction. Pictured Rocks, of course, was one of them, but also the Sioux Locks.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're being told that that's a great place to bring the family and to watch those boats as they basically go just right by you.
You know, the word awesome is thrown around just arbitrarily and in a lot of ways in a meaningless way, but the Sioux Locks are a truly awesome sight.
They are, and you know, it's unique almost in its own way. It's not like you can get that experience anywhere. And it's certainly unique to Lake Superior because the Sioux Locks and the proximity to the boats. In Duluth here, we do have the piers where boats come close by as they're going through the piers. But, the locks is quite a unique experience.
Yeah. Will you tell me about some of your other personal favorites in the Lake Superior, Upper Great Lakes area?
I did love the waterfalls. The Tocominen Falls and Bond Falls were best waterfalls in Michigan. I can tell you a fun story about Bond Falls. People who are familiar with Bond Falls are often familiar with the spectacular colors that are reflected in the water because the water is so deeply dark. And when those brilliant fall leaves come out, Bond Falls, it just has this wonderful reflection of these fantastic colors. And one year I was delighted because we had a reader who said, well, that can't be true colors with the photo that we had of Bond Falls in the fall. But yes, indeed, that is the true colors of that waterfall in the autumn.
Can you describe that?
Well, I can. The water is very dark, and I think it's probably from the tannins in the water as it comes down. And so it's a dark, almost black water. It's very dark. Well, then you have these brilliant reds and yellows in the leaves and greens. An interesting mix of green gets in there as well. And then when you're looking, so many photographers know to take a photo of the water rather than of the trees because there's this blend of these brilliant colors reflected from the leaves in this dark water. And it's absolutely spectacular. And it does seem like it's unreal because it's so beautiful.
You said earlier in the conversation that you have some new categories and then some categories that you like to come back to. What are some of the things that you might like to see next year in the next round of voting?
Next year, definitely, again, we're going to be talking about what's your favorite restaurant or place to eat, what's your favorite overnight stay. And often, this year we did best overnight stay, and this year we actually had lodgings that were mentioned, but the other fun thing about our readers is we never know if sometimes we ask for best overnight stay and they'll give us a campground,
right?
Because that is their favorite. So it's just fun to see what kind of votes we actually get. The other one that we did this year that was kind of fun in terms of restaurants or lodging is we asked what's the best staff? So, you know, most hospitable or friendliest staff. And it was fun to see which locations got best staff in that area. In Michigan, it happened to be Fitzgerald's Restaurant, Eagle River, and Harbor House at Copper Harbor. And if I'm recalling correctly, at Harbor House, they actually greet the ferry as it comes in, the staff does. So I'm sure that's great fun.
Connie LeMay, editor of Lake Superior Magazine. We've been talking about the article Best of the 2014 Lake Winners. Connie, thanks so much.
Oh, well, thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.